Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King with your news briefing. The family of a pregnant woman who died after being hit in the head with a piece of concrete has paid an emotional tribute to the 30-year-old. She died in hospital in the early hours of this morning after being critically injured in a shopping centre car park in Perth South on Tuesday night. Relatives say she was a ray of sunshine who brought joy to everyone. Police are appealing for public assistance as they investigate a series of incidents that occurred on a bus route on Monday night. A man exposed himself to a woman in her 20s while travelling on the 998 bus before sexually assaulting her at Morley Station. Detective Acting Inspector Ben Prokopis says the man re-boarded the bus and exposed himself to a teenage girl.
We're appealing to anyone with information who may be able to assist in identifying the male to contact police. We're also appealing for anyone who was travelling on that bus route to come forward if they had any interactions with that male.
In Sydney, Chris Dawson has been sentenced to 24 years in jail for the murder of his wife, Lynette. She disappeared in 1982. The 74-year-old will be eligible for parole in 2040. WA Health is reporting 11,762 COVID cases in the past 7 days. 185 people are in hospital, 4 are in intensive care. This week's figures include 14 deaths dating back to last month. The state government is looking to expand containers for change. A proposal has been put forward to include wine, spirit and juice bottles in the program. In sports, starting with cricket, skipper Pat Cummins has hit a milestone, taking his 200th test wicket on day 3 of the test against the West Indies in Perth. West Coast's newest draftees, Ruben Jinby and Elijah Hewitt, have been put through their paces, joining senior players for the first time at training today. And Socceroos winger Matt Leckie says spirits are high as the Aussies prepare for Sunday's must-win World Cup clash with Argentina.
Belief in this team, it's something special, and I think that's what's got us to where we are today.